20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. The Office of Emergency Management, OEM, is a permanent division of the City of Los Angeles. In the event of an emergency or natural disaster, its director has the power to control and command all the resources of the city.
It's 9 a.m., temperature is 72 degrees, rising.
And a backup on the 10 westbound at Hoover due to police activity on the off-ramp. Apparently there was a drive-by shooting.
Eyelid surgery, body sculpting, citric acid peels, whatever it takes to create a whole new you.
Sensibilidad y delicadeza te define como mujer.
Can plankton cure cancer? The answer may surprise you. According to a study published by the Institute for Holistic Research.
A boy of 15 is sentenced to...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Judge sends him to an adult.
Volcano. People going about their daily activities in Los Angeles.
6,000 greeted recording artist Chili B on his release from county jail this morning.
So test drive a new or previously owned Mercedes at your local dealer.
Anne Hesch, Gabby Hoffman, Don Cheadle.
You'll get a chance to get this rhinestone bracelet if you're dialing now for $35. Item number 633-802.
The devil knows the wickedness of the city. He knows he can pray on our enemies. He knows he can stoke unrighteous thoughts in our heads. And he knows he can turn those thoughts into unrighteous deeds.
Molten lava surging underground.
Citizens living near Alvera Street are unhappy this morning over a proposed plan to turn the site of one of the city's oldest churches into a mini mall.
Is this the right time for you to be investing? Is love waiting just around the corner? Dial 976-STAR. A certified psychic astrologist is standing by to guide you through the mysteries of the cosmos.
More trouble for the beleaguered Metro Rail this morning as angry Beverly Hills residents gather to protest the newest extension of the Red Line subway into their neighborhood. The demonstration called outside the Beverly Center shopping mall.
The people on the street, they never voted for this subway. And they certainly never voted to see it stop in the heart of this neighborhood.
Your district want us to clean their houses and to watch their kids. If we have no cars, how are we getting to work?
Well, these buses run every 10 minutes.
How would you know?
How would I know? I know this. Every time this line gets extended, there's blasting. It's dangerous. It's expensive. Yeah. It's noisy.
Mike Ronk is making scrambled eggs.
Your eggs are ready.
Hello. I think I already told you I don't eat in the morning.
My district are being forced to provide over half
the frying pan falls onto the floor, spilling eggs everywhere.
Max, clean that up.
The dog laps up the eggs.
Hey, cornflakes are ready!
All the subway's going to do is make it easier for downtown's problems to make their way west. Drugs, gangs, crime.
What do we got?
Gunshots to the back, two exit wounds, BP 80 over Palm.
Any recall? Target
130.
Get a CBC, a chest x-ray, and an ECG.
What do we got here?
Drive by on Hoover.
County full of what?
County and Kaiser. Must be some holiday we don't know about. Ready, one, two, three, go!
How many exit wounds?
Two.
Here and here. We've got decreasing respirations and a weak pulse.
Can I have a number two swab over here,
please? Oh, what's Jay? Is that a tag or a Rolex?
Rolex. Hubby's big on anniversaries.
A seismograph needle becomes erratic and the room starts shaking.
Wait!
The nurses duck for cover and the doctor, Jake Holder, grips hold of the plug from the medical equipment to stop it coming out of the socket.
That was refreshing.
I hate it when that happens.
Okay, quake's over. Let's tube in.
Quake did not have the
Give
same
me a
power
seven.
As the 1994 Northridge earthquake.
914?
Nonetheless, it gave us a pretty 914, right.
The time's written onto the seismograph readout.
Folks, I don't know what to say.
All right, you can come out of there now. Okay, grab a jacket, Kelly. We have to go by the office for a while.
You told Mom if I visited, you'd take the week off.
I am taking the week off.
I'll just wait here, okay?
I can't leave you here after an earthquake.
Why not? I'm 13 years old. I know what to do.
Okay. What do you do?
Get in the door frame, stick your head between your knees, and kiss your ass goodbye.
All right, that's it.
Who are you calling?
Anita?
Dad?
I need a babysitter.
Not to panic. Please stay calm.
Damage from this morning's shaker, timed at 9:14 a.m., seems to be confined to fender benders and jangled nerves with Caltrans and
the... We have a 9:14, 9-inch accident, 7th and Stanley, altercation report...
Stanley Avenue, 9:23 a.m.
We cool now! It's the LAPD!
Hey, officer! How about giving us a ride back to civilization, please?
What's up? You gonna come out or what? It's our hood!
Man, you wanna calm down and tell me what this is all about?
You wanna get out of my face?
Hey, if I'm in your face, you're gonna know it, all right, bro?
Huh, right.
Still no official word on the magnitude of that quake.
Have we got any power failures?
Blue line running.
Green line, what's the status on green line?
Green line, good.
All right, we got radio contact with the train.
Radio up and running on blue.
Okay, let's get some business done. Yeah. Epicenter and magnitude is in for a 10 spot.
Vegas, 6.8.
Give me Inglewood.
5.0.
Vegas, 6.8.
5.0.
And we hope to be getting official confirmation of the magnitude of this morning's shaker from the seismologist.
I can't. California Institute of Geological I can't.
Studies. It's a couple of sentences, maybe a question or two.
And you do it.
When the ground moves, people want to hear from the seismologist, not a pencil pusher.
You don't understand. If I go out there, I'm going to throw up.
I don't think that's going to send the sense of calm we're looking for.
Hey, you guys didn't feel anything this morning, did you?
You're off the hook, Flash.
Oh, you weren't going to make her talk to those nasty reporters, were you? I got some stuff I want to show you later. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Doc.
All righty. You ready?
We're on air.
This was a small to moderate earthquake, epicentered in Palmdale, about 30 miles
north. Palmdale! Gobby's got it!
Gobby's the winner. There you go.
Usual that there could be aftershocks in the next few days. These aftershocks could potentially reach the range that we felt this morning. And as you may have heard, it was a 4.9.
Yes, baby, you can go to work. Because the building's been retrofitted. It's my job to know that, sweetheart.
Hello, Emmett.
I gotta go.
Hello, Pete.
Oh, man, it is so you to blow a vacation day for a little tremor. What are you doing here, Mike? Vacation means you don't come in.
Your ex-wife called again.
If a dam breaks somewhere and the mayor calls, I don't want you telling her Rourke went fishing.
No, see, the mayor's in Aspen, okay? We don't pull off the slopes for only a 4.9. Besides, I cover for you.
I'm sure you would. You look very comfortable sitting behind my desk talking on my telephone.
Yeah, it was kind of like I belong there or something.
I thought he had the week off.
Yeah, it's that Midwestern work ethic, you know.
What is that? What is that?
Water main eruption. McCormick interrupted. The gas is gone, too. I sent some crews out there. Other than that, the phone lines and the power lines are all up.
Thank you.
Gotta be fast, fast, fast.
Look, watch. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah.
That map?
Yeah. No, wait, I've got it.
Watch this.
That man loves to hover.
Yeah, like you don't.
Yeah.
Seismologists are saying they think this morning's quake may have revealed a new fault system, not previously thought to be active under the LA Basin.
I don't care what your supervisor said. Nobody ran a work order past me, and this vehicle is on public property. I'm tired.
What are you gonna do, ticket us?
Oh, you're the cute one. How about I tow your ass, honey?
Sulfur smoke rises up from a hole in the ground.
Jesus, get an ambulance! Quickly!
Jesus.
What the hell happened out there? Gently, gently.
I know it. It'll be all right, buddy. Help's coming. Where's Danny? 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 Where are the others?
His face is badly burned.
Getting a code 6 from Public Works. MacArthur Park. Possible fire or explosion. Casualties reported.
And word is just coming in of a possible gas explosion in the past few minutes in the MacArthur Park area. We don't have any details as yet as to the precise nature or size of the blast, which is said to have injured a number of city workers, some seriously. Rescue crews are responding at the site of the accident.
Oh, God. What are you doing here?
I got a call, said Public Works lost 7 guys. What's going
Freak
on?
Freak accident on a storm drain job. They had a steam pipe and got scalded. No fires, no explosions, no continuing threat. We'll copy you on the report.
Steam did that?
Yeah.
Where's the survivor?
He's at St. V's right now. Critical last time I checked. But I'd like to notify the families before they hear about it on Geraldo, if you wouldn't mind.
Mind if I have a look for myself?
Rourke, we'll copy you.
Mike! Mike!
Okay.
Stan, get over here. I want to show you something.
How's the choo-choo behaving these days?
All right. This
That's where your problem is.
Was.
This is your red line tunnel.
Okay.
What I want to do is shut down this section as a precaution until we know.
Why should we look bad just because DWP blew some pipes?
Nothing blew down there, Ulber. They hit a steam pocket.
Steam?
Yeah.
The tunnel walls are 5 feet of concrete. Where's the threat to my trains?
Mine.
Hey, can we wrap this up, please?
Maybe the earthquake tore something up. Let's find out before we...
Shit. You're not happy unless you're declaring an emergency, are you?
No, actually, I enjoy motorsports, music, and the company of close friends, sir.
30,000 people think they're taking a train home tonight. What am I supposed to do for them?
Put on extra buses.
It's his mess. Let him take the shit for it.
The writing of the scene of this tragic accident. Now, all around me, I can see rescue workers and body bags on the ground right in front of me.
Mike zips up one of the body bags as reporters and cameramen come running past.
Intersection of 7th and Alvarado. The bodies of the workers are spread across the sidewalks. We're told that one worker did survive the accident, but his identity has not been released yet.
170 over 105. Let's give him some more morphine, titrate to 10. Start another line of bringers.
Let's cut away some of this burnt clothing.
Fran, look. Steam doesn't char clothing like this. This is a flame burn. Methane?
Jay sniffs a piece of the clothing.
Something else.
Vincent's is that the trouble was not caused by steam, which, if you'll recall, if our briefing this morning was the department's position all along.
This is such a bad idea, Mike. This isn't OEM, this is DWP show.
I want to know what's in that hole.
Yeah, well, let Public Works and the crew in there like they said they would.
I don't feel like waiting 3 days for a report. Do you, Gator?
Hell no.
Okay, let's go.
The seismograph's needle gently flicks, then a homeless man taps out a rhythm on his wheelchair. Mike and Gator carefully lower themselves into the tunnel. Emmett's in the van.
This is Emmett Reese. Emmett Reese to ground control. Los Angeles, do we have a problem? Do you copy?
Yeah, we copy. Hot as hell down here. You all right?
Great. Too late to switch jobs with Emmett?
He doesn't want your job. He wants mine, Gator.
Yes, and a company car, Mike. Please don't forget that.
A rat scurries by.
Okay, we're coming up on... Whoa!
A rat!
Okay, we're coming up on the storm drain now.
They approach an open hatch.
This is where those guys died. 7 guys right here.
Must have died in a hurry.
Let's have a look. Come on.
Gator shines his torch at the ceiling, and Mike follows him in. They slowly make their way along the storm drain. The walls are covered in roots and vines.
Emmett Reese. Mike, it's Chief Sinlar on the line. He would like to speak with you.
Take a message.
You want me to tell the chief of police that I gotta take a message?
Yeah. Tell him I'm slightly busy right now.
I think that's the issue that he wants to discuss with you.
What the hell's he doing? Public Works is sending a crew in.
Those guys are idiots. He knows that.
Mike felt this was too time sensitive to wait, sir.
Tell him we've got procedures here. Tell him he's not in Kansas anymore.
You're not in Kansas anymore, Mike.
St. Louis. I'm not in St. Louis.
St. Louis. He's not in St. Louis.
I don't give a shit where he's not. He has a desk now. That's where he
doesn't
works.
Give a shit you have a desk. That's where you work.
Got a reading here.
A red light flashes on top of Gator's handheld scanning device.
There is a steam vent. Water and power had it right. Steam's coming up through a crack. The concrete. Tremendous heat.
The whole concrete tunnel starts to shake.
Aftershock?
No! Subway! We're right up against it!
Mike?
What the hell is going on?
Hold on 1 minute, sir. Mike?
Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you.
Mike, what happened? I lost you. You there?
Look at those rats! They're cooked!
Damn, Gator, I'm cooked too! Who are you, man? This is no good!
Somebody's
out here!
Their gloves are starting to melt. As they race back along the tunnel, it begins to fill with thick yellow smoke. They reach the hatch and seal it behind them just in time.
What the hell's going on, Max? Ha! Shit!
Get LAPD on the line. Clear everybody out of this park right now. You all right? Get over on the telephone before we lose a couple of trains down there. Freeze off everything in this sector. Gas lines, refinery lines,
everything. I lost you on the radio, Mike. What's going on?
Big jet of gas coming up out of the bottom of that tube. I don't know what it is. Sparks, hot as hell.
He ain't lying, Emmett.
And find me a scientist, geologist. Somebody can tell me what the hell is going on.
Got it.
Emmett runs back to the van whilst Gator tries to catch his breath. Mike looks out across the park and the large number of people enjoying the sunshine and scenery.
Situated on Wilshire Boulevard's famous Museum Row, the La Brea Tar Pits are one of the LA Basin's most active geological features. Here for the past 40,000 years, a deep fissure in the Earth's crust has allowed oily tar and methane to bubble up to the surface from far underground. Evidence of the ceaseless activity below our very feet.
The 22-story Beverly Heights apartment building will open on schedule this week in spite of construction delays. That's the word from developer Norman Calder. Many see the new landmark tower across from the Beverly Center as a sign the LA economy's on the rebound. Now here's Jerry Laird with the rest of the business news. Stocks are retreating
again. Jay meets Norman in one of the huge apartments.
Wow.
So?
I think I married a genius.
3 years, 4 banks, $100 million, but the doors are open.
I am so proud of you, honey. You never gave up.
You didn't let me. Here's how I see our future. We move into this penthouse, and then you transfer to Cedars, which is right down the block.
Norman.
I don't want my wife treating gunshot wounds. I want her treating tennis elbows.
Right. Finished?
Hardly. This is only the beginning.
Kelly's at home with curly-haired Anita.
Can't believe he got a babysitter.
Yeah, well, I'm doing him a favor. A big favor. I'm gonna miss my class.
Anita answers the phone.
Hello? Mike. Oh, fine. Perfect little ray of sunshine, like I was after my parents separated. You know, every couple of minutes her head comes off her shoulders and rotates 360 degrees, and then she starts watching TV again.
Anita passes the phone to Kelly.
It's been hours.
We've got a bit of a situation here, honey. I'll come home as soon as I can.
But tomorrow we get to go to OJ's house and then the Beverly Center, right?
I thought we talked about Disneyland.
Dad, we talked about getting my nose pierced.
Not in this life, baby. Well, I'll be home as soon as I can. Hi, what can I do for you here?
I'm getting my nose pierced.
It's a nice look, especially when you sneeze.
You can't do this. What? You're talking about 10,000 customers with no cooking and no heat.
The gas will be restored as soon as it's safe, all right?
When is that going to be? You're talking about sending a crew to every single house, turn on every damn pilot. This could take weeks, if not more.
Oh, excuse me. Just 1 second, please.
Having fun yet?
I'm starting to miss the Mississippi.
Hello?
The mud, floods,
Mike,
floods.
You have a call on your private line.
Well, that'll be my little girl wanting a tattoo.
Will you help me with this guy, please?
How you doing, darling?
Why the hell did you leave Kelly?
Oh, Wendy, hi. How are you?
Usual studs.
What do you mean, one of my
so
usual studs? It was an earthquake.
You know she hates earthquakes. She's only 13.
Nobody likes an earthquake.
So she's been alone.
She has not been alone all day. I left her with a babysitter.
What babysitter?
A neighbor.
Well, how is she supposed to know what to do if there's another earthquake? You know she freezes up.
Kelly knows precisely what to do in the event.
Never change, Mike.
Hello? Hello?
Phone went dead.
Yeah. They've been doing that all over the city. I'll get a crew out there right away.
Why don't we just do some more underground blasting and find out if there's a fault line down there?
No, let's do it your way.
My way.
We'll empty every building over 2 stories, yes. And we'll all go back to horse and buggy.
God, how's you're that? A geek.
Mike, Emmett.
Did you know that? You're a geek.
Not sure it's Dan.
You are?
Yeah.
Give me Wise.
Hi.
I'm from CIGS. Nice to meet you.
Careful, Mike. Disagree with anything Dr. Barnes says, and she'll have you in city council meetings for 12 months.
Could you please give it a rest? All we said was Cahuenga was geologically unstable.
The whole city's geologically unstable.
Yeah, hey, well, thank you for coming. We don't want you blowing up tunnels under it.
Thank you for coming on short notice, but could you save the fight for later?
Yeah, sure. 2 o'clock, good for you?
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. Encourage her.
So, Dr. Barnes.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's underneath MacArthur Park?
Not with any certainty, no.
Ooh, that's but a shock. We ran trains through there all day. No incidents.
Yes, with this rock-solid analysis from the guys who collapsed Hollywood Boulevard. Okay.
My engineers were down there. No demonstrable risk. You got some conflicting evidence? Some reason to strand all those passengers? I'm all ears. Until then, we stay on schedule. I'm sorry, Mike.
All right. He's got to change his nicotine patch.
So? How do I find out what's underneath MacArthur Park?
Low-grade evacuation of MacArthur Park. City officials won't comment whether this evacuation has anything to do with the deaths today of those seven public workers at an intersection right next to the park.
But a spokesman... Take a look at this.
Oh, okay. What am I looking at?
That lake was 62 degrees yesterday. Today it's up to 68.
Yeah, it's a sunny day.
It is lovely, isn't it? Mr. Rohr, it takes a geological event to heat 1 million gallons of water by 6 degrees in 12 hours.
What is a geological event?
I'm sure you're aware of this, that our continents sit on tectonic plates. Great big rafts floating over an ocean of molten rock.
Yeah.
When they shift like they did this morning, we get an earthquake, okay?
Yeah.
Same mechanism can sometimes open a fissure. Sometimes magma can find one of those fissures and rise up through it.
What's magma?
Lava.
Lava? Here in L.A.?
It's one of several possibilities. It is unlikely, but it is a possibility.
We have a history of that here in the downtown area?
Paracutin. 1943, a Mexican farmer sees smoke coming out of the middle of his cornfield. A week later, there's a volcano 1,000 feet high.
Okay.
There's no history of anything until it happens. Then there is.
Well, thanks, ladies. Enjoy your day in the park.
Ooh, yeah, that was subtle.
What? What? You want me to humor him? He asked us for a hypothesis. You have a better one?
It's lava. Lava.
Hey, that's me. That's me. Oh, my God, Nicole, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I'm on TV.
Excuse me. You invited us, remember?
You want me to call Olber and tell him the demonstrable risk he's looking for is lava?
No. I want you to give me time to do my work.
Why, because the lake went up a few degrees?
No, because 7 men baked to death down there. Nobody knows why.
All right. MTA does not answer to the city. You know that. I cannot go to the mat with them unless you know something.
I do know something. Just not with any certainty.
Is that the company line?
I'm a scientist. Certainty's a big word. I have to have time to collect my data. I've got to get down there and get samples.
I can't let you do that.
Why not?
It is too dangerous. That's why. I'm sorry.
Mike leaves, and Amy picks up a piece of equipment.
Shit. What'd he say?
Oh, it's too dangerous.
It's man's work. You're just little girlies. I can't let you go down there.
He likes you, I can tell.
Is that okay? You're macho, controlling, slightly superior, suspicious of anyone who's not from his hometown, kind of way.
So you like him. This is good.
We've got to go down there.
I don't see how we can. This place is swarming with cops.
Do it in the morning before the cops come on duty.
All right. I'll pick you up at 4.
4 it is. Bring coffee.
Okay.
What have you got?
4 harmonic tremors.
Dusk over the La Brea tar pits. The bubbling of the water becomes more energetic. One of the large prehistoric elephant statues starts to slowly sink beneath the surface of the water.
Good morning, it's just after 5:10. Didn't take long to get our first SIG alert this morning. We've got a jackknife produce truck on the westbound side of the 10, spreading tomatoes all over the roadway. One lane open is Caltrans.
A subway driver steps onto a train, taking over from another. As hurrying commuters rush into the carriages, he takes his seat in the driver's cab. He pulls a lever and the train makes its way into the tunnel. At MacArthur Park, Amy and Rachel, dressed in protective suits, have headed down to where the workers were killed.
Wow.
Earthlings, we come in peace.
God, these suits weigh a ton. I feel like I'm wearing a car.
Hey, look at this. Looks like sulfur. I can't smell it. It's everywhere.
Shit, my flashlight's going
out. Maybe traces of magnesium, nickel. What do you think?
Take some samples, that's how we'll find out. My battery's dead. Hold on a sec.
Hey.
A crack in the tunnel.
What? What do you got? I don't know.
Rachel kneels down over the crack to take samples of yellowish dust. Mojave Desert, 66 miles from Los Angeles, 5:14 a.m. A sign reading Palmdale, 12 miles. Birds fly out of a tree which begins to tremble and shake. As rocks roll down a cliffside, the lights of Los Angeles go out. At Mike's. He leaps out of bed, grabs a torch, and races to Kelly's bedroom. He holds her in the doorway. At the Culvers, a bookcase falls onto their bed. The subway train is met with falling rocks and debris. The driver slams on the brakes. The seismograph is flickering wildly. In the storm drain.
Rachel!
Rachel falls through a hole created by the violent tremor. Rachel scrabbles at the edge of the hole, and Amy reaches for her hand. Bright light emanates from below. A massive burst of steam sends Amy flying backwards. The steam drain is filled with yellow, billowing fog. Then, in an instant, it's sucked back down into the hole. Amy pulls herself to the edge of the hole and gazes down into the giant crevasse.
How about that wake-up call, everybody?
Okay, we have fault lines. Fault lines are up.
All right, generator switching.
Office of Emergency Management, 5:16 a.m.
What do you got coming up, Bill?
I got reports from Chief Jones, also...
Katie, DWP?
DWP, I'm doing that right now.
Billy, anybody seen Billy?
Stuck on the tent.
Not in yet.
Emmett enters the room and gives a sigh before grabbing a pager.
All right, listen up, people. I want to have a meeting of all department heads and works office in exactly 5 minutes.
That's a very cool hat there, Emmett.
Oh, thanks a lot. You know, that's funny because your wife rolled over. She said the same thing to me this morning. That's a pink slip. Any more quips or can we work this thing?
Well, like all of you, we here at the Channel 10 newsroom felt that big jolt this morning. It was a powerful earthquake. We're having trouble getting through to the police, fire, and other emergency officials.
Put your seatbelt on, honey, remember?
Kelly struggles with her belt.
That's okay, honey. There you go.
She hugs her teddy.
I want to go home.
Going to the safest room in town, baby, I promise. Yes, this is Rourke.
Got Rourke, line one.
Yeah, got him. Mike, listen, there's no reports of damage yet to any of the hospitals, but 911 is off the hook.
ATSAC's reporting that all the freeways are clear.
Okay, we got some good news here. ATSAC indicates that all the freeways are free and clear.
Once you get all the helicopters up right now.
105. Bob, we got to get some pictures. I need those choppers in here now.
I'm heading east on Wilshire. We're coming up on the tar pits. The poles are all up, but there's no light. A lot of haze here.
Coming up. Let me in there, Brian.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
I gotta get that break.
Yeah, it looks like the power's down everywhere in the city.
How'd you get in so fast?
Get in? Come on, boss. You know I sleep on your desk. Disaster is my life.
He's kidding, babe.
Obviously, it's too early to get any kind of reading.
Mike gives her a reassuring smile. Suddenly, steam shoots up through a manhole in the road.
Hold on. What was that? Is that something on your end, Mike?
Manhole covers are sent flying.
Mike, come in. What's going on?
Okay, I got Burbank up in here.
Mike hugs Kelly as another column of steam bursts from the ground.
Daddy, what is this?
I don't know, baby.
Drop from the sky as an enormous shaft of smoke shoots upwards from the tar pit, peppered by strips of lightning.
Mike, come on!
Suddenly, a fiery ball of hot rock flies from the smoke like a comet and lands in a ball of flame on the pavement nearby. Cars skid to avoid falling traffic lights. Another comet lands on the roof of the building, sending an enormous wall of fire into the sky. Shop windows smash and debris falls onto the ground. Mike speeds away.
We're gonna die.
No, we're not. I'm gonna need both hands, sweetheart. Elliot, what's in your spy station? Wiltshire and Stanley.
Yeah, perfect. What are you looking at, Mike? Mike, come in. What's going on?
Fire! Heavy! Underground and structural! And there's an immense column of smoke coming up out of the tar pit! And something like meteors coming up out of the smoke!
Sound like you said something like a meteor.
Something like bombs that would get home with that geologist, Amy Barnes, right away!
You have Amy Barnes, Katie?
We'll check him again. He must have a number for us somewhere.
We're looking all over for him, Mike. Nobody knows where she is.
Amy emerges unnoticed from the hatch in the park. She strips off her breathing apparatus with a struggle.
God damn it!
She's momentarily distracted from her grief when she notices the boiling water of the nearby lake. Another fiery comet falls, landing on an apartment building. Mike is making a call as he drives.
Where are we?
Power failures on all the lines.
Contact with the trains.
All but one. I think we got a problem. Number four train westbound on the red line outside MacArthur Park. Temperature on board reads 20 degrees above normal. And it's still going up.
Stan takes the cigarette from behind his ear and lights it.
What do you want to do, Stan?
I'm going down there. Get a team together.
Deep in the subway, the train is cloaked in darkness. The driver makes his way into the carriage.
What happened?
Everybody okay in here?
How you doing? What's happening?
I'm fine. I think we had an earthquake, sir.
Earthquake?
Yeah, are you okay?
What's causing all that heat?
I don't know, sir.
Hey, I'll help you.
No, please, stay where you are. Nobody move.
Why is it so hot in here?
I'm gonna try and open one of these doors for you.
I can't breathe.
He's unaware that fuel is leaking onto the carriage from broken pipes above.
Spread. Number of fires are breaking out.
Refinery info's coming in. I got Marty on that. Hyperion's got no damage. We're still waiting on Tillman Reclamation tonight.
Okay, look, call DWP and stay on it. Okay, I got it. Yes, Chief. No, this is Reese, sir.
Where's wrong?
He's on his way.
Gonna be delayed. My damn car stuck behind my damn gate because we have no damn power.
Yeah, I got it. No damn power. Very good. Reese out. Jerk. Lisa, give me a bottle and a half of aspirin.
Our staff is caught in traffic and we will, mainly due to the quake.
This is KNX 1070 continuing our live coverage of this morning's quake. The situation is developing in the Wilshire District. Our Bob Davis is there now, reporting from his car phone. Bob?
Mitch, I'm approaching the scene now. There's some kind of ash falling everywhere. Almost looks like a gray snow. Several buildings are burning out of control at this hour. It began a few minutes right after the quake, started by an undetermined source. There was an explosion, lots of breaking windows, and then flames.
Bob, are we talking about a ruptured gas line?
No, I don't think so, Mitch. It sounded like something just slammed into one of the buildings.
A fire truck is knocked on its side by an explosion. A firefighter is thrown to the ground and the truck slowly skids to a halt, sending sparks flying. Jay stops her car and gets out.
Oh, All right, calm down, everybody. The fire department's on its way.
Put some pressure on that video, lady, right now.
Damn it. We've got a mess here. Can you hear me? I need a traffic parameter for 3 blocks in every direction around Wilshire and Stanley.
Okay, Wilshire and Stanley, I'm on it, Mike.
17's cut down. 17's engine is down. Wilshire and Curzon. Wilshire and Curzon.
Several outbreaks of looting following this morning's strong quake. Now, as you can see, these pictures just coming into the Channel 10 newsroom verify that looting is going on. We are now hearing that the National Guard has been activated and is on its way to Los Angeles.
Amy hauls her breathing apparatus up onto her 4x4 and is immediately grabbed by a looter who races past. She hangs her head and begins to sob. She stops when she notices ashen flakes falling from the sky. As cold fear floods her face, she picks a flake from her cheek, then notices the mammoth column of smoke in the distance. Firefighters are tackling a burning building. Mike pulls his car to an abrupt stop.
Don't move, sweetheart. You'll be safe here.
You're leaving me here?
No, I'm just going over there. I'll be right back. You'll be able to see me the whole time. If you get scared, you honk that horn, okay?
Mitch, I've arrived at the car pits. I'm there now. There is a fire.
Get out of here. Don't touch that man.
Watch out.
Don't touch that man, ma'am. The ambulances are on the way.
I'm a doctor. This man has a skull fracture. This other man has a compound fractured left leg. Can you get him on the street and keep him warm? And find out if there's anything in that fire truck that we can use as a splint.
Right next to me here. There are firefighters out in the street.
There's a man inside the truck.
Mike climbs up onto the fallen fire truck and pulls open the door.
The roar is constant. It's very loud here. I can barely even hear myself. I think there are guys with the steam going up right out of manholes. All I hear right now is just this roaring sound. It's roaring.
The firefighters look round. Mike and Jay seem confused. The ground begins to tremble, and glass in all the windows nearby shatters. Shards rain down on Jay. A look of horror appears on Mike's face as he looks dead ahead. A plume of lava has erupted and is causing everything in the vicinity to immediately burst into flames. The burning red magma explodes in a forceful fountain and crashes onto rock like turbulent waves on the base of cliffs, sending up raging spume.
Mitch, I don't know how to describe this, but the tar pits themselves are on fire and they're right now spilling out onto Wilshire Boulevard. It's coming right up out of the ground itself. It's as if the tar caught fire, melted, and somehow expanded. The downed fire truck is still on its side. Injured firefighters desperately in need of medical help. Rescue personnel are starting to arrive. I know this sounds crazy, but it almost looks like lava, volcanic lava pouring onto the street.
The thick, oozing lava has reached Mike's car. Kelly gets out.
Dad!
Kelly.
As the flow meets the back wheels of the car, the tires burst and flames erupt. Kelly takes a few paces backwards, only to watch another comet-like rock land nearby, boxing her in. As Mike races over to her, the fiery rock spits out some lava, which sets fire to Kelly's trousers.
Don't panic! We'll get you out of here! Come on!
He lifts her up and looks around frantically at the ever-nearing lava.
Okay, then, here we go. Let me climb!
Look out!
Hold up!
Dad, your feet!
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it, okay? Look, we're gonna jump, all right? Here we go. You're gonna be fine, okay?
Mike leaps from the bonnet of his car over the lava flow to safety. He and Kelly look back to see the car being slowly swept away by the burning river.
It seems to be a down... It seems to be a fireman in a down truck.
Driver's still inside! Somebody get him out of there!
Get me out of here! I can't move!
As the lava creeps along the road, another firefighter swiftly climbs down into the upturned truck cab.
Two firemen have just burned alive! This is horrible!
Mike shields Kelly's eyes as the fire truck is dragged along by the lava flow.
They're dragging other firemen off the street now in an effort to save their lives!
Watch his leg!
Suffering in human carnage, yet right along acts of incredible bravery.
Pull back!
Nearby is a parked truck with the words propane gas, danger, written on the side.
Watch out for his leg.
This girl has a burn on her leg. Can you help her too?
I have to get these men to a hospital. I'm going to take them to Cedars. Do you want me to take her too?
The parked van explodes.
Don't worry about it, darling. You're going to be okay. Stay calm. Give me that telephone.
This, that was a large, barred catering truck, and now it's just a huge, huge ball of fire. It's a fireball burning out of control. I can only...
Dammit! We're at level one here. I want you to have the CHP close all the off-ramps on the I-10 at La Brea, La Cienega, and Fairfax, and bump that traffic perimeter to 10 blocks away from the La Brea tar pits.
Yeah, I got that, Michael. What is
Dammit.
It?
I will give you the details later. Just get it done. Get some hoses on those trees up there, fellas. Turn the traffic around on Wilshire right now. Back up. Get out of here.
You're OEM, right?
Yeah.
You need to be here. She doesn't.
She's my daughter.
Yes. This is a second degree burn. I'll take her to Cedars. It'll be fine, but it could get infected if we don't deal with it. Here's my name and my pager number. This is no place for her. You know it. Dad, we're going home, right?
No, sweetheart, this is not a safe place for you to be. We gotta get that leg taken care of right now.
But I want to stay with you. She got any medical allergies?
No! This lady's name is Dr. Jay Calder, honey. She's a doctor. She's gonna help you.
Look down. Watch your feet there, baby. I want you to go with her. I'll talk to you by telephone as soon as you get to the hospital. All right, that's my card.
Please, you can't just leave me.
Honey, you cannot be here, and I have to stay.
Why?
Because it's my responsibility.
Well, so am I. Please, I promise I won't get in the way.
Just go. Go!
Go!
Mike watches as Jay drives off with Kelly shouting to him from the back seat. Mike looks solemn for a moment, then picks up his OEM jacket.
Hey, I need a radio! I really need it! You guys got your radios?
As you can see, we've got a lot of confused people below us running in every direction, obviously terrified. This man is, well, I can't even guess where he's running. Ladies and gentlemen, I've covered this.
No, I don't think so, Chief. I mean, why would Mike be running around down there?
That's Mike's watch.
What? No. No, look, I just talked to Mike, okay? He was in the car. Yeah, and besides, this guy's a lot taller. Look, Chief, I'm kind of swamped right now. I'd appreciate it if you let me call you back. Yes. All right, reset out.
Marty, I'm looking at the same damn thing you are.
You guys seeing this shit?
Believe what it actually is. What can only be described as lava is now snaking its way down Stanley Avenue, just off Wilshire.
Jim, this is Stanley Avenue, just off Wilshire. The house behind me has just exploded into flames. And to put it bluntly, all hell is breaking loose. You can see the panic in residents' faces, the fear and the stress.
And God knows what it is, but something fiery is raining down from the sky. It's a war zone here.
My dog is in there.
In there.
My dog is in there. Phil! Come here, boy. Come here, boy. Come on, Phil.
No.
My dog is in there.
Just gotta hang in. You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
The little dog runs away from the window as flames creep up the side of the building and lava oozes into the house. He barks at the lava, then picks up his bone before scurrying out through a dog flap in the back door.
How come I don't see any fire trucks?
Hey, up on Wilshire.
I'm gonna get some help.
In Jay's car.
I think you should pull over.
Why?
Because this guy's leg, it's like gushing.
There's a blanket underneath him. Pull it out and press it down over the wound hard.
Look, I think that you should just pull
over. If I don't get to the hospital right now, I'm gonna lose both of these guys. Now do what I tell you and help me out here. Look, Kelly, I know you're scared. I'm scared too. So I'm gonna need your help. Help me, okay?
Kelly reluctantly presses down on the fireman's leg.
No one has any idea what to put in the way of this lava.
Declaration of emergency, immediate assistance from county, state, and federal. All available National Guard units to this site and air tankers. We're going to have to drop some water here.
Okay, now listen, Mike. I've got a bunch of meds coming in. I'm going to route them over to Midway. Is that okay with you?
No. Send them to Cedars. That's where we're sending the patients. It's the safest place.
All right, Cedars. Good. Look, I just got a little message here from Sindelar. He's stuck on the damn freeway directing traffic. He wants me to tell you that...
I've got a desk. That's where I work.
I'll never show you straight, yada, yada, yada.
Tell him not to expect me.
No problem.
Out. Mitch, it's an even more chaotic scene here, with emergency personnel still desperate to find some way of stopping this thing.
Officer! Do you know where the driver of that bus is?
What are you talking about?
Come with me. Come on.
Right now, it's rolling past the front of the County Art Museum, igniting palm tree after palm tree.
Well, we now have a name for this crisis. It is, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, a volcano. Yes, you heard that correctly. As remarkable as it sounds, a volcano here is wreaking havoc throughout the city.
Amy arrives at the main site of the volcano.
Oh. You would have loved this, Rachel.
One of the burning comets. A huge black mass of burning rock.
It's a lava bomb. You don't do anything and until you know where it's gonna land.
All right, I need 20 strong men as soon as you can get them standing right here. Go get those firemen, all of them right now. Get those officers right there.
Amy runs over to Mike.
Let's go, hurry up.
Yeah, this Hieronymus Bosch is heavy.
That's because he deals with man's inclination towards sin in defiance of God's will.
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh. All right, fellas, come over here. Right over here, please, right here. You're right.
Hardly.
All right, gentlemen, what I want to do is move the bus up against the museum like so.
Like so?
Yes, like so, and then I want to shoot out the tires on the other side of the bus. I cannot turn it over unless the tires on one side are flat, all right? What we want to do is build a corridor to keep whatever this is out of the middle of the water. All right, it's lava. Get around to the front, fellas. Hurry up. Let's move. Get around to the front of the bus. All right, on the count of three, fellas. One, two, three.
Mike, Amy, the firefighters, and police officers push the bus a little further along.
Officers on the other side of the bus, shoot out those tires. The rest of you guys
huddle
on this bus, right here.
Come here. All right, on the countdown, aim low. 3, 2, 1,
fire! Lava bursts through the growing volcano.
All right, we know that stuff is lava. What do I do next?
You have got to evacuate the west side. This thing is going to burn through the city until it hits the ocean.
The west side is a million people.
There are going to be a million dead or homeless people if we don't evacuate. This is going to destroy everything it touches.
All right, he's still breathing. Can you grab this arm?
Yeah.
Grab that right there. All right, here, let's go. All right, let's get this guy out of here.
You're getting a sense of what we are dealing with here. This is a volcano. All we can do is get out of this wind.
Oh, yeah, you mean run for the hills and hide?
That's right.
I can't do that, not ever.
Look out!
A burning tree falls, trapping them between the bus and the ensuing lava.
Stay with this guy. Stay with him. Hey, get that lava over here now! Bring it down!
What are you gonna do?
Get us out of here if I can.
Hey, watch out for those planes!
All right, we're here. Grab his feet.
Get that ladder out of the fire! The house is gonna burn!
Get here. Out of here! Move out!
I'm not gonna do that!
Pull him out! Get out of here! Move!
Go!
They hang on to the end of a firefighter's ladder.
Oh God!
Hang on! Push it in!
I can't! The ladder's buckling! There's too much weight on it! I'm gonna have to swing them over!
Move it!
The other way.
I'll ask you when we get out of there.
The house is burning.
The hose is on fire.
The hose.
Yes.
Hold on.
I'm out, Omega.
Faster, move it. They're coming in there.
The ladder breaks, and they drop to the ground, missing the lava.
This guy needs some oxygen. Get him over to Cedars right away. You all right?
Oh, Lord, sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah, oh God, I've never been better.
So, what do we do now? Come on.
All right.
Red Line Tunnel, 5:55 a.m. Whilst trying to prise open one of the carriage doors, something grabs the driver's attention. He goes to the back window in the train and slides it open. Flinching back a little, he shields his eyes to see a bright orange glow at the end of the tunnel.
That lava is coming from a vent. The bad news is there could be other vents, maybe bigger ones, maybe even 10 times as big, which means we probably have not seen the main eruption yet.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't know. I need specifics. I need a phone.
Chaos right now.
Fine. Give me that.
Hey, I need that back.
Get off the line.
Stay where you are. Stay where you are.
I'm over here. I need that back.
Hey, look. The bus.
The lava's moving
on the bus. Look at
it.
It's working.
Give me that phone.
Hey, that's property of K&X.
Not anymore, pal. All right, Emin, how soon can you get me a couple hundred K-rails? I want to build a corridor.
What are K-rails?
They're freeway dividers, concrete freeway dividers.
What are you planning on channeling this? I don't think flood control is going to work.
I'm on the telephone, all right?
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to put a call into Public Works. I think they probably have something to use, too.
Yeah, and any private contractor we have that's working on freeways or doing road work,
A bridal store engulfed in flames.
Who?
And call Gator. Cedars is going to be swamped. I want him over there.
You don't want him there with you?
No. Kelly is on her way to Cedars now. She got burned, Emmett.
Look, she'll have a suite by the time the sun comes up, all right?
All right, out. What?
All right, the bus is just deflecting this, okay? It is coming back around. It's obviously gotten the store. We are dealing with very determined stuff here.
All right, we're going to have to build some berms until the K-rails get here.
Then what?
Well, we'll dig up the sidewalk, we'll dig up the street, we'll improvise, okay?
Pneumatic drills.
Literally hundreds of firemen, police, city workers have grabbed jackhammers, pickaxes, they've grabbed shovels to try to channel the
water. Personnel are being affected by the ash and the smoke in the air right now.
How did even make a dent in this latest attack on Los Angeles?
That wall has to be 5 or 6 feet tall, fellas. Stay with it.
It's hitting every side street. We've got structural fires, a couple hundred ventilation cases already. I can't keep it out unless you get me some help.
I'm working on it. In the meantime, do everything you can to keep it on Wilson. You push abandoned vehicles in there with your fire trucks if you have to. Right there.
Down to 11,
man. My street's on fire. You gotta get some trucks down there.
What street?
What street? The one with the smoke coming out of the Stanley right over there, huh?
Just as soon as we get this under control.
Yo, there won't be any houses left by then, man.
Look, I'm sorry. We'll get to it when we can.
Yo, I'm talking about people's houses. Hey. You live here saving museum.
You want to get this guy off me?
Hey! Oh, great. Mark firm.
Your hand.
Yo, you got
give
it.
Give me
yo.
Your hand.
Yo, get your goddamn hands off.
Hey, what's going on? They're asking a firefighter.
Bullshit, I was asking that guy for help.
Jerry, stupid, let him go.
I'm taking him in.
He's all yours.
Shouldn't even say the lie.
Don't.
Move.
Watch the third rail. I don't want anybody.
Stan and his team in a subway tunnel.
Hey, watch that rubble right there. Watch the rubble. It's hot.
Oh, Jesus. There she is.
Looks like we got a hell of a fire, Stan.
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, let's go, Double time, let's go! Can't be gas, they turned off the whole quadrant. Gotta be electric. Call LAFD, tell them there's a fire 500 yards from the MacArthur Park Station. Get those first aid kits and those oxygen masks down here now!
Here, do that.
Yep. Hit it! Come on, hit it!
They smash open the train door to find the carriage littered with bodies.
Oh, my God.
give me a push.
Check them out. Let's check these people out in here.
Check them out in there.
I got a pulse here. Look at the other one. Come on, hurry up. How many we got? Give me a count here. Give me a count.
Some oxygen up here.
Stan.
Just a second.
Stan.
All right, let's get everybody out of here on the station floor right away.
What do you got, Pete? What the hell is that?
Lava seeping towards them.
Get off the train.
Get off the train! Get off the train! Every one of these bodies off the train now! Fireman's carry, go, go!
We can't get them all!
Anybody see the driver?
Give me your gloves.
What are you doing?
I gotta go find the driver. Every one of these people off the train now!
Stand.
Come on, move it! Move it, go! Go!
In the parking lot at Cedars-Sinai, and this is an absolutely incredible scene. These injured people are staying in the parking lot because the emergency room right now is filled to capacity. The injured just keep coming here one after another. This, to me, seems more like a MASH unit than a major metropolitan hospital. And the wounds.
Yeah.
Gator, you got a little girl?
Right here.
How is she?
Doc says she's going to be just fine.
Nearly done.
All right, let me talk to her.
Mike spots Amy with a basketball.
Man's got a direct line to the governor, but he's calling you.
I'm fine, Daddy.
This is gonna
stay. Honestly, I'm okay. Okay?
I love you, baby.
Then stop sending bodies this way. We have got a full house over here.
Well, I don't have any choice. Cedars-Sinai is the only emergency room that's still safe and north of the flow.
We got earthquake victims, car accidents, burns. We got a ton of smoke inhalation. They're doing triage on the sidewalk.
Well, put the post office in the mall. Beverly Center's got to have its own power. Put them in there.
The mall, huh?
Yeah.
Anything good at the Cineplex?
Have the cops close down all the streets for you, Gator.
Amy watches the ball roll.
Oh, God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I saw it. What's south of here, Lieutenant?
Convalescent homes, hospitals, residences.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's south of us. A big gas station. Yes. And a million houses and everyone I know.
Where do you think you're going? Get back in there. We need everybody we can get.
Shit.
Raymond, where are those K-rails? I need them right now.
Hey, Jerry! What were you trying to do? Take that guy downtown?
They take the freeway, man. Wilson looking pretty bad.
Hey, enough.
Let's get these people on the tour. Come on, Stan. Come on, Stan. Come on, Stan. Where the hell are you?
Dan finds the driver and carries him in a fireman's lift. As he makes his way through the carriage, sweat pours from his face. The floor heats up, and the soles of his shoes begin to melt. Plastic chairs in the train disintegrate and the windows shatter.
Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners.
Get on the walkie, make sure Jenkins is at the station to get these people off
it. Stand!
Mary! Mary!
The lava has flooded beneath the train and is blocking Stan's escape.
Get out of here!
Dan, you can't save him!
Stan leaps from the back of the train into the lava, then hurls the driver to safety. His colleagues watch as Stan sinks into the thick lava.
Emmett, FAA's on the line. They want an update.
Where are we with the airport?
We shut down all outgoing. Everything incoming is being rerouted to Ontario.
No. Marty, no. Look at that screen, okay? That cloud is blowing due east. We gotta send everything to San Diego.
Right. Emmett, they've got a couple of gas lines burning on Fairfax. They can't get any hydrogen. It's like a blowtorch. These things gonna pop one after the other.
Swimming pools. What about swimming pools? Pump out all the swimming pools, okay? That's thousands of gallons of pop. It's gonna get us all the water we need.
Emmett. Just got a call from La Brea. There's total gridlock from Pico to Sunset.
Jesus, didn't we send over all those damn traffic cops?
That's who's calling. They're stuck at Olympic. The cars keep stalling out because of all the ash. It's clogging up the air filters.
Yeah. Chevette's, right?
Okay, now you can see it. Coming right at us, just a relentless tide of lava melting the street itself. It simply incinerates everything it touches.
They're using concrete. They're using car. They're using benches. They're throwing everything.
You gotta give me some water pressure. The whole city's south. The hydrants are going dry.
Well, I'm driving to San Francisco for
we gotta get these guys some help. They're getting their asses kicked.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Don't you hear me? I said the lights are out in San Francisco.
Lifer, take a look around for the street. It's on fire. Nobody gives a shit about San Francisco.
A police escort heralds the arrival of a number of trucks carrying enormous concrete rails.
All right, good to see you. What we want to do is build a corridor out of these K-rails, keep everything flowing down Wilshire and headed west, all right? Where are the rest of them?
What rest of them? This is it.
Hey, there's only about 80 here.
82. Everything else is stuck on the 5 or the 10.
We're trying to keep the city in one piece, Pinhead. 80 rails ain't gonna do it.
So what are you blaming me for?
Convenience, okay? Look, maybe we can chop them more in.
One at a time, forget about it.
Well, why don't we knock down a couple of buildings and block this son of a bitch?
All right, come with me. You guys come with me.
Open up a reservoir.
And a city drinks water.
I won't be in San Diego,
got you right. I am doing the best I can here. Now, you guys knock this shit off. What is with you people? Chief, how long is it going to take this stuff to get to Fairfax?
The speed is moving at about 10 minutes, give or take.
Is that enough time to build a barricade? All right, look. Wilshire Boulevard, Fairfax. 80K rails, double stacked, in a horseshoe, okay? A cul-de-sac. It's got to be a wall at least 6 feet high.
All right. Do you have any helicopters, water tankers?
Not yet, but they're on the way.
All right, great. Once you get this lava to pool, okay, dump everything you've got on it all at once. Try to form a crust. Maybe it'll dam itself. It's what they did in Iceland.
Thank you.
Welcome. Hey, this is like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
Look, I got to tell you, I don't know how many men we should keep putting in front of this thing.
We're going to put as many people in front of it as it takes. Listen up, people. Let me tell you what's south of us. No more museums, no more department stores. Just homes, people. If we turn and run now, they're going to be defenseless. You don't like my plan? That's good. Give me another plan, but don't tell me we're backing out. Is everybody clear on that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Build a wall.
Cars are shunted along and the concrete railings lowered into place.
Come on, Cat. Push him over. Push him over. Come on in! Give me 14 to 15 guys on each one of these things. Right over here, on this K-rail.
Right in here.
I'll surround this thing on the other side. Watch your legs! Right over here.
The rails are moved by forklift trucks, but one team of men are trying to lift one themselves.
All right, that's it.
Here it comes. I'm about to be the volcano version of Rodney King.
Give me your hand.
Rosé, fellas, y'all
on,
got
come
this,
on.
Huh?
Give me your hand. Go home. I'm supposed to say thanks? No.
What'd you do that for?
Let's go.
Come on now. Still don't have enough guys over here. Give us a hand. Come on.
The released man hesitates, then goes back to the rail.
You block this shit, it stays out the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Come on, let's go. Come on, move. Come on, what you waiting for? Come on.
All right, let's move this thing.
One,
strain, they manage to lift the rail.
So many people who have been horribly injured, it is so easy to forget the victims who can't tell you where it hurts. And fortunately, these wonderful veterinarians have put their lives on hold to help these animals. This is a great story. This pot-bellied pig was actually trying to find his owner who was
buried
under
one more stitch. You're really brave, you know that?
We got internal bleeding here.
Walter.
Jay leaves Kelly behind.
Are you okay? Is the boy hers?
Yes.
Hi, sweetie. We're putting the kids in the mall. Prep her.
Mom.
How are you with babysitting?
Kelly takes the little boy.
Hi. You okay?
Right up. We don't have a lot of time.
Roar.
Come on, yeah.
There is lava in the red line. Just came through on the emergency van. It overtook a subway train near MacArthur Park and completely destroyed it.
Is it still flowing?
It stopped, but I think there's more under us. There's got to be something feeding this. From below, a source. We know it broke through here, and the tar pits created this vent. We now know that it broke through at MacArthur Park. That means that it's traveling laterally, underground, over the course of at least 8 miles.
Yesterday you said it flows straight up.
I've never tracked lava under a city before, okay? I just don't know what it's going to do with man-made tunnels to travel through.
It doesn't matter. I need everything I've got to deal with what's in front. I mean, I don't have time to take a flyer on a geological theory.
All right, but somebody's got to.
I can only fight what I can see.
I know. Good luck. I'm going to check it out.
All right.
Here's a recap of the crisis as it stands at this hour. Throughout the city, Red Cross shelters are being hastily erected out of high school gymnasiums, churches, and synagogues in an attempt to house the flood of shaken citizens who have now left homeless.
Okay, ready, you guys? Ready? One, two, three.
Three.
Shh. Okay, rock beats scissor and scissor beats paper.
I'm not paper. I'm lava. What beats that?
My dad. I hope.
At the edge of the lava flow, firefighters aim their hoses into the oncoming river. They're backing slowly away to the concrete horseshoe. A line of fire trucks position themselves behind the horseshoe. The firefighters at the lava's edge jump to safety over the concrete horseshoe.
Save your hoses, Chief! I want to let it pool up all the way to the top!
Save your hoses!
Not across till I give the word!
They watch as the lava rolls towards the barrier.
Just have to wait it out now.
As the lava oozes closer, the firefighters stand with their hoses ready. The lava meets the concrete barrier, pushing it back a little. The buildings on either side of the flow are blazing violently. The lava slowly climbs up the barrier while thick ashes fall onto the rescue teams.
This is the moment of truth.
As you can see, the entire street is now completely engulfed in flames.
The weight of this lava is going to be absolutely intense at this point.
I stowed up there, so this lava is...
And that is, will this plan work?
The sky is filled with lights as a battalion of helicopters appear overhead.
Hoops over.
All right, that's it, Chief. Open them up.
Open hoses.
Each helicopter has a tank attached to its underbelly. One by one, they're emptied, sending a heavy shower of water onto the lava. The air is filled with steam. More choppers drop water onto the molten river while the firefighters train their hoses on the flow.
There must be thousands of gallons of water being dropped over this entire area. The entire area is absolutely drenched and the steam that is coming off of this thing is unbelievable.
Now Amy is walking along a subway tunnel. It seems to be blocked.
Oh, shit.
She notices steam spewing out from a gap in the rubble, and as she sweeps her torch beam over the blockage, she notices some more. She pushes a metal rod into the dirt and watches the temperature gauge rise swiftly.
Oh, God.
She races back down the tunnel.
I don't believe this. It looks just possible that this whole thing may be nearing an end.
It's working. This incredible gamble seems to be paying off.
Did we just beat this bastard?
It looks like it.
Flood control!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a miracle on the Miracle Mile.
Mother Nature and claimed an extraordinary victory over the volcano.
The man who was handcuffed.
Fairbanks and Wilshire.
Hell of a party. I probably should have brought a hat.
The officer ignores him.
Chief.
Yeah.
They need some help over on Stanley. Structural fires, residential.
Miller, get your engine over to Stanley.
Yes, sir.
I guess that's my bus. Hey, good luck. You too, man.
The man climbs up on the fire truck.
See what this baby can do. Come on, you ready or what?
The officer's colleague salutes the young man.
Yo, I always wanted to ride one of these things, man. Stanley, here we come!
Good man, Terry.
Amy makes a call from a payphone.
Way to go, guys. Rourke, hey, way to go.
How fast can you get to the corner of Wilshire and Western? We got a problem.
Oh, no, not anymore. We got it stopped.
The volume of ash coming down is way too high to think that we're out of danger.
Yeah, well, they have to have it stopped.
Well, maybe it didn't. Maybe it just went someplace else.
Well, how do you know it didn't just stop?
You know, I don't. But when Mount St. Helens blew, the force was 27,000 times greater than that of the Hiroshima bomb. And do you think that vent released anywhere near that much energy yet?
No.
Let's just assume we haven't seen the real bulk of the magma yet, okay? Trust me, get down here. Shit.
Hey, that's my fire!
Battle the flow on Wilshire and Fairfax. Emergency rooms at Cedars-Sinai, Midway, and Kaiser Permanente hospitals have all reported that their staffs and supplies are being literally overwhelmed.
Yes. Jay, I want you back home with me, where it's safe.
Norman, can we talk later? I don't like his breathing. Let's tube him.
Jay, you've been there for hours. Let someone else take over. God knows what those people are coughing up on you.
Dr. Calder, we need some help over here.
I'm hanging up now.
Jay!
Go!
Wilshire and Western.
Right over the red line.
That steam can come from anywhere.
Good.
Maybe the earthquake broke a water main.
Right, how to get heated?
I don't know.
You gotta lower me down there.
I'm
gonna find out.
I'm not letting you go down there.
Come on, why?
Two
it's getting through.
Yes.
I thought it was a water main.
All right, I'll go.
You'll go?
Yeah.
How are you gonna get up? I'm gonna lift you.
I'm not letting you go.
Then what are we gonna do?
They lower a camera down the shaft.
God, this is so stupid. This city's finally paying for its arrogance.
Which particular arrogance is that?
Building a subway under land that's seismically active.
Yeah, it was a foolish man that built his house upon the sand.
Matthew 7:26, favorite among geologists.
They watched the footage on a small screen.
All right, there's the tunnel. I don't see anything.
What way are we facing, West?
I don't know.
I can't see anything.
As the camera turns round, it becomes illuminated by an amber glow. Lava thunders towards it and fire shoots up the shaft.
Damn!
Watching the fire get sucked back down again, Mike looks into the shaft at the swift lava flow.
It's keeping it superheated and fluid, which is why it's moving so fast.
Yeah, I'm moving where?
It's gonna go through the tunnels until it hits a block. When it hits a block, it's gonna punch through.
You mean it erupts?
Yeah!
One, two, three. One, two, three.
How far between tunnel sections?
How should I know?
Guess!
10 or 12 feet.
Yeah, there, this is Rourke. I need to know where the red line stops.
Gotta figure out how fast this shit is moving.
You mean where the last station is?
No. Where did you stop the tunnel?
We stopped building under the Beverly Center, La Cienega.
My God, that's where Cedar Sinai is. That's where Kelly is.
How long before it hits La Cienega?
Hold on.
How long before it hits La Cienega?
I don't know. If a tunnel's caved in any place, it's gonna be a little bit slower. God, 30 minutes, maybe
no,
less.
That's no good, that's not enough time.
No kidding.
We gotta move those people.
No, that ain't a possibility, Mike. We don't have any hands left for that kind of evacuation. We got secondary fires popping off all over the city. They're looting in Beverly Hills, for Christ's sake.
All right, then we have to reroute it or block it some way. We got 2,000 people in the way down there, Rivet.
Mike, listen, Moses couldn't reroute this shit, okay? It's everywhere. We got a flow on the storm drain under Fairfax.
Out.
Genesee Transformer's out, okay? That means the whole west side is dark now.
Where's that storm drain go?
It dumps into Bologna Creek.
What did you just say?
Hold on! It dumps into Bologna Creek.
Bologna Creek goes into the ocean.
Yeah, we caught a break on that one.
Yeah, I would say. How close is it to Cedars?
It's close enough. All right, listen up, Emmett. I need a demolitions team, LAPD, National Guard, private contractor, all three, at San Vicente and 3rd, right now. With everything they've got.
Emmett plots the possible route of the lava on a large computer screen. The map shows the ocean.
Oh shit. Man, I wanna be like Mike.
Right outside Cedars, we don't know what's going on right now. Officials have told people around here to evacuate immediately. Now realize these are injured people, some severely injured, so something is going on.
All right, here's what the lava's doing. It will flow down the Red Line subway tunnel. It will continue until it comes to a dead end right here under this intersection. This is a Holly Hills storm drain extension. It connects here to the Holly Hills Trench. And anything that flows into that trench is gonna come through the storm drain on down the Bologna Creek to the ocean. We've got 25 minutes here.
We've got 20 minutes.
All right, we got 20 minutes to extend the San Vicente Trench 200 yards up San Vicente Boulevard to this place right here.
Extend it?
Yes, extend it.
Lieutenant, where are we at?
Ground Zero, he said the lava's gonna break through right here.
Right here?
Yes, right here. Look, what I want you to do is drill holes in San Vicente Boulevard, lower enough charges into it to blow up a trench 200 yards long, as wide as the street, and as deep as you can possibly make.
What?
We're gonna take this thing to the ocean.
Wait a minute. This is not gonna work. The street slopes the other way. Look at the contours. You know, Ken, look here. It is not going to move into the trench. It is going to go the opposite direction, right into the patients.
All right, well, maybe some of it can be diverted. Enough of it.
Well, would you trust me? It is going to flow that way. Now, everybody just grab some stretchers. Let's save as many lives as we possibly can, okay?
That's a couple of thousand patients. Look, they're doing surgery in the street. We can't possibly save everybody.
Oh, I know that. I sent them all over there along with my daughter. I
I don't know what to do.
Looking exasperated, Mike spots the reflection of a tall building in the window of a truck he's leaning on.
What about a dam?
What?
What about a dam? Something that we can drop in front of the hospital and divert the flow this way.
What?
What you said, knocking a building down.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Look at that thing. It's got to be 50,000 tons of steel and concrete. Would that work?
You are going to knock a building down.
Yes, I am. Will it work?
I think it might.
Wait, you want to bring that thing down flush against the mall?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a precision drop. That takes days to plan.
Set a speed record.
So you want to just blow up the street and knock down a building in 20 minutes?
Now, buddy.
Just put the squads on you. Come on. Let's go.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Riley.
A photograph of Kelly.
Find my daughter. Please. I left her with a Dr. Jay called her. I gave that woman my child. She gave me this card. Find her.
I'll find her. Okay? Trust me, I'll find her.
Sergeant! Bring your man and follow me right now.
3 minutes.
Come on, way! Put your phone tunnel right there.
Dude, where's Tommy?
He went through there. Can I have him from twice?
Kelly heads off through the kitchen doors. Amy's walking through the chaotic crowds outside the restaurant.
You should be back in there, honey.
No, I'm looking for a little boy.
Well, one of the Red Cross people will find him.
No, you don't understand. He's my responsibility.
Everybody out. We're evacuating the Hard Rock. Everybody,
all right, people, evacuate. We must leave right now. Everyone put down what you're doing. They're falling. Please, everybody
out. Kelly races off down a corridor at the back of the kitchen.
Told that large amounts of explosives are being brought in from National Guard armories, private contractors, and LAPD depots.
That's good, fellas.
It's an extraordinary effort underway here.
Tommy!
Kelly's in the Beverly Center basement.
Tommy! Tommy!
This urgent advisory from the city's emergency operations
center.
As a result of the emergency situation in the area surrounding the Beverly Center, there is the possibility of a series of explosions. Please do not leave your homes. Stay away from windows and protect yourselves.
They put some kids in the mall, in the Hard Rock, I think.
Okay, you've done your duty. Can we go now?
Do you think there's a chance that she still might be there?
Maybe. She was watching some children.
Norman, hold this. What have we got?
Thank you.
Get this
here,
patient to surgery!
These people are strangers, Jay. Are you gonna die for them? Jay, answer me!
I am answering you, Norman.
This man's in cardiac arrest. I'm defibrillating! Charging!
Shit!
Clear!
I'm out of here. Number time, hurry up!
And an amazing scene here as demolition teams and city workers pour into the area.
Once again, if you live in the Beverly Center area, stay inside and stay away from all the windows. Emergency officials there say to possibly expect a series of explosions.
Beware of your windows!
Beware of flying glass! Beware of
Kelly Roar!
No! Are you shot, Kelly? Danny, are you all ready? We're good!
Here it comes!
Danny, are you moving?
Are you taking away?
You haven't got 10 seconds!
From vents in the pavement. With the ground shaking, Mike buries some explosives.
I'm done!
A soldier laying explosives in the Beverly Center becomes trapped. Lava bursts through the pavement, sending an enormous column of molten rock high up into the air. Patients from the hospital are thrown off their feet.
This is just an incredible scene. We are watching a stampede desperately trying to escape this geyser of lava that is...
In the panic of people running away from the eruption, Jay is tending to a man lying on the floor. A soldier is hit by a small lava bomb and catches fire, while a patient on a trolley is knocked to the ground.
My leg! I think it's busted!
Get me out of here!
His colleague tries to free him.
It's broken.
Amy climbs a cameraman's ladder. Kelly spots Tommy.
Start detonation sequence.
The soldier tries to free his friend's leg.
It isn't gonna budge. Come on, get out of here. You can make it if you run.
I won't leave a man down. I'm gonna get you out of here, pal.
La Cienega, are we clear?
La Cienega, clear.
Lower San Vicente.
Lower San Vicente, all clear.
Upper San Vicente.
Upper San Vicente, all clear.
Tower. Can we go? We have to go. I repeat, are we clear? Look, I got all hell breaking loose up here. We gotta go now. I repeat, are we clear? We gotta go now.
Tower clear.
I copy. Go.
A soldier activates one detonator after another, causing a line of explosions down the street. Mike spots Tommy coming out of the building.
Hold it, there's a kid out there. There's a kid out there trying to San Vicente. Hold it, there's a kid out there.
Tommy!
Get out of here! Kelly, get out of there! Abort the sequence! Abort the... Stop the explosions!
Mike jumps over a wall of sandbags and races towards Kelly and the little boy. The soldiers share a glance, and the next explosion hits the apartment building. Kelly hugs Tommy as she watches the building collapse behind her father. Mike grabs Kelly and Tommy, while Amy, some way off, has spotted his valiant rescue attempt. The lava spills into the newly made trench.
Jim, as far as we can tell through the clouds of dust and rubble, this audacious plan seems to be working. It looks
relieved city officials are breathing their first sigh of relief in many hours as this desperate strategy looks like it's paying off.
And in the triage area, there is rejoicing as the lava...
Mike Rourke, he's there.
Here, as you will see through the dust and the smoke, there is an atmosphere of celebration here. People are laughing and smiling, feeling a sense of more than just relief. And about 200 feet away, there is a 20-story apartment building lying on its side. A temporary dam.
Rourke, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Low is at crescent height and turning. Trench is holding. Low is down the storm.
They say the improvised rerouting through the storm drains and trenches seems to be holding.
Amy and a rescue team search the rubble.
Approaching Wilshire intersection.
Low is passing underneath the 10 freeway.
And way down below us, we can see that fiery flow moving along the creek. The concrete walls seem to be holding up against the weight of the lava as it streams toward the Pacific.
Mark! As Amy and the rescuers scour the debris, a hand suddenly pushes through a pile of rocks. As Mike, Tommy, and Kelly emerge from the rubble, the lava flow hits the ocean. A wall of steam rises from the bay as the molten rock moves slowly into the water.
Okay.
And it is good news at last. Satellite pictures show the volcano is shutting down. The lava is subsiding. This may be the first chance for stunned Angelenos to finally look around and take stock. For with nearly 100 dead, thousands injured, and damage in the billions, this crisis has surely touched every one of us.
Let's go find your mom. What's she look like?
She looks like...
Tommy looks around.
Look at their faces. They all look the same.
Everybody is covered from head to toe in grey ash. Rain begins to fall. People raise their arms to the sky and wipe the ash from their faces. Jay beams happily.
Well, had I been in charge, I would have evacuated the west side, sacrificed half the city, maybe made parking a little easier in Beverly Hills, but I would have been wrong.
If you'd have been in charge, we'd have known about this 24 hours in advance. You saved a lot of lives today.
Ah, shucks, Rourke.
A police car arrives, and Emmett gets out.
I let the guy out of my sight for 1 minute. Max, go, go.
Hey, Kelly, look who we brought you.
Max. Hey, Maxie!
Oh. Just another day at the office, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Rourke! We got a phone call for you! Chief Sindelar!
Yeah, just a moment.
Finally made it in, huh?
Yeah.
Says we got mudslides in Malibu.
Yeah, a couple hundred structural fires, gas and power's down over half the city, gridlock on all the freeways. Hope you got some bright ideas for this.
I do. You handle it. I'm on vacation.
I'm going home with my daughter.
Come on, Max!
You know, I can get used to this, Mike. All right, let's go. Hello, Chief. No, it's still Emmett. I know. I don't know what to tell you. It's not personal. Yes, it's raining here, too, so.
Guys, it's a little wet out here. You want a lift?
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to go to the Beverly Center. How'd you like it? Huh?
It was cool, Dad.
Cool.
Cool.
Rescue workers pick their way over the debris. CIGS Volcano Databank. Name, Mount Wilshire. Location, Los Angeles, California. Status, active. Rolling down.